For the Loyal by Lee Blessing was inspired by the Penn State Jerry Sandusky case. Directed by Kathleen Kirk and featuring actress Michelle Woody, the play focuses on a young married couple, graduate students with a baby on the way. When the husband stumbles across a secret that threatens to derail their future, he and his wife must decide between honesty and loyalty. Director Kathleen Kirk says reading the play was an intense experience, especially since the subject of sexual misconduct is so pervasive these days.
So when I was reading it, I was just enthralled and scared and fascinated with how do these things unfold? What is the right thing to do? What are the moral, in addition to legal, responsibilities? What are the actions that can be taken? And how does this affect the, how does this ripple out into the community and do a lot of harm? So what can be done to prevent it? Or what can be done to heal or make things better afterwards? And all of those issues were coming up as I was doing this reading.
Michelle, you were playing the key character of Mia, who is carrying a lot on her shoulders. Tell me about Mia and what she is facing in this role.
Mia's fascinating. Mia is a, you know, young grad student with a baby on the way, and she and her husband are trying to fit into this football culture at the unnamed Midwestern University, the place set at. When she knows that her husband has seen something, there's a certain way that she thinks he should respond, and he doesn't. And so I feel like Mia is our collective conscience working through the issues of what do you do when you find out about something like this? What, there are so many gut reactions, you know, do I go to anger and violence? Do I, you know, try for compassion? What do we do as a society? So I feel like the character of Mia is written as an outlet for some of those feelings that inevitably come up when we hear about scandals in the news like this.
Clearly, the playwright was inspired by the whole situation at Penn State. But then, of course, we have the news happening now with almost every single day. There's somebody else who, it's been revealed, has indulged in sexual misconduct. So it's in the headlines every single day. That must be different from when you're trying to prepare for a role and it's not something that's related to what's happening in the news. Do the headlines that are coming through every single day distract you or give you really good ideas about what you want to do with this character?
I would say the headlines and the, you know, the continued Me Too campaign lends strength to what we're doing. I know that I feel that in rehearsals because this is not just, it's not just an isolated story. This is a story that happens all the time to many, many people. And it's something that I know I draw strength from when I'm looking into ways to play the character and express those emotions.
The play helps us look at sometimes the victim falls through the cracks or is blamed or held suspect in some way. Sometimes the people who would step forward to protect the victim are silenced, as well as the victim being silenced. And all of those issues are in this play and are coming out right now, where the right now is saying there's a lot of Me Toos. And wouldn't it be great for the predators and the abusers and the harassers to get the blame rather than the victim, or to be encouraged to stop what they are doing, right? And that is coming out. How can that be done in the situation of this play and the complexities of that? How difficult it is.
So you're exploring truth in this play. How difficult is that exploration?
I think particularly for people who have been impacted by sexual abuse, who are survivors themselves or know survivors, it can be emotionally draining. But at the same time, it's incredibly empowering to be able to give voice to these feelings that you might not ordinarily be able to express, you know, just in everyday conversation with acquaintances. I think it is important to tell this story. I think it's one of the most important plays I've ever been a part of, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, I do feel like this is definitely a trigger warning play. Mm-hmm. And so when people came to auditions, I wanted to make sure they knew what they were getting into, and most of them had done some research. There's a 15-year-old boy who is the victim of the abuse, and 15-year-old boys came to audition and were cast. And when they inquired, I said, bring a parent. And so their parents were right on board, and it is double cast. Two 15-year-old boys will be playing the role alternating, so it's not too much strain on one, and they are both doing a great job.
Tell me about the rest of the cast, Kathleen.
Oh, it's a great cast. Nick Benson, who also works here at ISU, mm-hmm. plays Mia's husband, Toby. The boy is double cast. Will Lovell and Max Beck are sharing that role. Dave Lemon, who has been in Community Players plays and in Heartland plays before, plays Coach Mitch Carlson, and Rich Tenaglia, who has recently come to this area from Chicago, where he worked as an actor in Chicago, plays Coach Tanner Hale. So both of the coaches. Oh, and another wonderful thing about our cast is a lot of them have been on their high school football team.
Oh, so they're able to bring that experience.
They have a lot of football experience, and or they are fans. And our cast is supplemented by some actual football players, and we had a football coach come in and teach us some football warm-ups, which will be visible and available to us, and supplemented also by understudies. So our football players and extra cast are understudying, which was good because we're in flu season.
And I think this play is going to run right around the time the Super Bowl
going
to be
right.
It's going to be airing. So
timely in so many ways.
Why does it have the title, For the Loyal?
Oh, excellent question. What do we mean by loyalty? Loyalty to the football program? Loyalty to each other in a marriage, in a human relationship? Loyalty to the truth? What is meant? And I think Lee Blessing has written the play For the Loyal. So if you were loyal to this idea or that football program, consider what you did in being loyal. So the play is a challenge in that way, but it asks us to define. I mean, there are conversations in the play about the term loyalty, mm-hmm. and what we mean by it.
That's Kathleen Kirk and Michelle Woody. Heartland Theater's production of For the Loyal runs February 8th through the 24th. Due to strong language and mature content, it's recommended that the audience be ages 17 and up. I'm Laura Kennedy.